Now, another sign of the resiliency of Detroiters. If you drive around the city, amid the blight of crumbling and boarded-up houses, you can see expanses of green community gardens. Reporter John Kalish spoke with some of the people who are making a living on urban farms in the Motor City. He sent us this report.
There are some serious urban gardeners in this country, but few can match the agricultural output of Paul Wirtz.
I farm about 10 acres in the city, and alfalfa is my thing. I bale like about 1,000 bales a year.
That's 1,000 bales of alfalfa grown within Detroit city limits. The 58-year-old public school teacher lives alone in a single-family house in the Farnsworth neighborhood. Well, not totally alone. Wirtz has a dozen chickens, and there are 10 beehives on his property that belong to a neighborhood honey co-op. An acre of land behind his house used to be occupied by other single-family homes, but is now covered with fruit trees, vegetables, and a pungent patch of basil. Wirtz has been buying abandoned homes and vacant parcels in his neighborhood, where lots go for as little as $300. He's been encouraging young people who want to farm to move into the neighborhood.
We're definitely micro-farming, but we're making a living off of a sixth of an acre.
Wirtz's neighbor, Carolyn Ledley, runs Rising Pheasant Farms when she's not caring for a 10-month-old son.
I've been very pleased, pleasantly surprised at how much I'm able to pay myself per hour. We took on an employee, you know, I'm like, okay, we're real business now. We have to pay taxes and do things right.
Ledley grows tomatoes and ornamental flowers outdoors on two vacant lots she's trying to buy from the city. She also has trays of sunflower shoots growing in her attic. Ledley's location inside Detroit allows her to deliver her produce to the city's huge farmers market and local restaurants by bicycle. In a neighborhood where drug dealers are as resilient as weeds, one neighbor finds Ledley's farm an eyesore. But the 28-year-old urban farmer persists.
I hope what I'm doing makes the neighborhood more attractive, that people would want to move into the neighborhood. Because at this point, there is no reason why anyone would want to move into this neighborhood. There are no stores besides liquor stores in this entire neighborhood.
Over in the North Corktown section of Detroit, the leaves of an edible Japanese plant called Mizuna are harvested with a pair of scissors.
I take this whole growing food for my neighbors and friends and other people in the city very seriously. And I'm going to eat this stuff too.
That's Greg Willerer, who farms 12 city lots, about an acre of land. His business, Brother Nature Produce, sells about 200 pounds of salad greens a week. And there are 27 families in his community-supported agriculture co-op who get produce from him. He's farming abandoned lots that he has adopted but does not own. Willerer says he's been trying to buy the lots from the city of Detroit for more than a year.
The city could literally at any time come in and say, you know what, we're going to develop these lots and you're going to have to move.
Indeed, a community garden in a section of Detroit known as the Cass Corridor will soon be uprooted because the two city-owned lots it occupies have been sold to a doggy daycare operation. Ashley Atkinson works for a gardening advocacy group called the Greening of Detroit and is a member of the City Planning Commission's Urban Agriculture Workgroup. Atkinson says that farming in the city is not illegal, but it's not totally legal either.
It's a policy vacuum, so there's no policy to protect them, but there's lots of policy that could result in tickets and fines for an activity like high vegetation in a residential neighborhood.
City Council member Kenneth Cockerell says he supports urban agriculture and is hopeful that the council will enact regulations by the end of the year. But he says that even now, the city has not been issuing violations to urban farmers. Back in the Farnsworth neighborhood, Andrew Kemp tends a lush garden on 7 city lots he owns. His wife, Kinga Erse Kemp, has a cottage industry making herbal salve with beeswax from the neighborhood hives and herbs from their garden. The family says it never has to buy garlic or honey, and they get all the eggs they need from 4 hens that wander around their yard.
It could never happen in another city. I mean, this is ridiculous to think about this much land. There are very few houses that have another house next to them, so everybody can have at least an extra yard, you know. That's really the gift of Detroit.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.